Welcome to the Rengineering YouTube and podcast, your weekly dose of Porsche culture. With Tech Talk, Heritage, the Ren Builds playlists, along with a massive dollop of waffle, we'll keep you entertained. So subscribe now on any podcast streaming service and YouTube. Welcome back to the Rengineering YouTube and podcast, and welcome to an episode that I'm going to call The Comeback Kid. What a day today's been. So today, this is Tuesday. Is it Tuesday? It is Tuesday. I've lost complete sense of everything. And last week, I put out a podcast that was called The Honest Episode, and it was a pretty deep reflection of the fact that things have been pretty tricky over the last few weeks. I'd been absolutely flat out with the day job, struggling with some low mood and trying to process that. And then got to the point where I put that episode out. Even that felt slightly uncomfortable because it was very raw, very open, but completely committed to doing it. And then started thinking about, actually, I've spent the best part of the year looking for a VX220 or a cheap Lotus Elise for the basis for the chassis for the Ren 550, and failed miserably. So there have been a few cars that have come up along the way within budget. Because the budget's meagre, I am self-funded until this is monetized and it provides an income that gets put back into that build. I'm self-funded, so it takes time. I've got to save for this stuff. And had pretty much given up. And the fact that my trusty VW app needs to go, so I needed a car to run around in as well. So now at the point I was thinking, only just a few days ago, that's going to put me back again, because the money I would have used for a donor car is going to have to go on a daily car, which means it's going to be months again before I can start looking again. And then for the budget that I've got, those cars come up twice, maybe two, three times a year, where they're in budget, and not just in budget, that I can only have one of these Elise or VX220s from sort of if it's a series one Elise, 1996, 1997, through to 2002. Up past September 2002, very nerdy now, the emissions will be on the chassis of the car, not the engine. Pre-September 2002, it's on the engine, not on the chassis. What that allows me to do is, if I can find a car that's pre-September 2002, I can stick an air-cooled Porsche engine in the back, and the problem goes away. Whereas if it's any later than September 2002, I'll never get the car through emissions and it won't be road legal. And the whole point of this is to kind of try and get this car road legal. So that has been a stress. And I started looking at dailies and got quite close to buying one. And then lo and behold, after all of that misery from last week and me feeling sorry for myself, a freaking VX220 pops up on Facebook Marketplace at exactly the same, no, not even Facebook Marketplace, a group, a VX220 group, the same time I'm scrolling through Facebook, doom scrolling, for once not actually doom scrolling. Within budget, actually the cheapest VX220 that's not a written off car I've ever seen. And I was on the screen at the time it popped up, and I put, I'll have it. That was it. I didn't need any more details. I do know some more details now, clearly, because I've had a conversation with the person. Within 2 minutes, I reckon there were five or six comments saying, can I send you, I've sent you a DM, whatever. Made contact with the owner as fast as I can through any means possible. Probably got a bit antsy and was constantly saying, message me back. I even went to the extent of putting on that thread, guys, I've been looking for a project car all year. Can you please back off and leave the Piranha alone for the moment? Very fortunately, this chap that lives in Harrogate, bearing in mind I live in Southampton, got back to me and said, yes, you can have it. So after all of that, finally I have a donor car for the Ren 550. It's road legal, it's MOT'd, so I'm combining the two, And that car, that VX220, which you'll see on the channel at some point, or you'll see on Rengineering UK on Instagram, plenty when it turns up. I'm going to go and pick that up, not this weekend coming, the weekend following. So then I've got a daily. So I've got my lovely Outlaw Cayman in the garage, and I will be having that as my special car, and I'll be dailying a VX220, which does sound very strange, but that's the way it's going to go. Is it fun driving those cars in the winter? No, it's a fucking disaster because no one can see you. You're this tiny little microscopic leech. That leech is a random one. Cockroach, maybe, because they never die, those things. No one can see you. You're kind of halfway up a tyre of a truck. They are not fun to drive in the winter, unless you're hooning. That's totally different. But just a commuter car, not great. That said, it's a car. It's got four wheels and a steering wheel, and it's got an MOT. That'll do. That will do, donkey. It's not actually in as bad condition as I first expected. It's been dad fixed quite a lot. So if you look at the bodywork, and I'll share photos when I actually pick it up. It's had the odd patchwork quilt effort where someone with a rattle can. I can live with that. That's fine. The chassis is untouched. The suspension's untouched. The brakes and the steering are untouched, and they're all the things I need. The top bit is going to go anyway. So I had that happen, which changed things dramatically, because suddenly I'm kind of actually not facing this disaster in terms of, you know, it going on and on and on forever. But also I knew that today, as I'm recording this, I had two bookings to go and do, two episode bookings. One was Richard Tuthill at Tuthill Porsche, and then back with my good mate Frank Cassidy in the afternoon. And I was going to try and squeeze in between catching up with Jake from O Sport Design, who there's an episode back, you know, a few months back. And O Sport Design are going to be building the carbon fiber bodywork for this 550 Evocation. So didn't get to see Jake. It was just too compressed. The episode with Richard was better than I could have hoped. It's always a strange one, because if I know somebody and I'm going to do a podcast, the pressure's off. It, like Frank, for example, you know, we have a chat beforehand. I set the camera up in 5 minutes and we just get on with it. It's no big deal. With somebody like Richard Tuthill, who that booking has taken 18 months to get from first conversation to today. He doesn't have a lot of time. He's an incredibly busy man. And I really, really wanted to get a great, interesting, different conversation than other people might have tried to get from him before. And I'm really proud to say that I've absolutely smashed it. It is going to be brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. There's been a few this year that have felt like that. This was definitely one. He was honest. He talked about everything, all sorts of stuff from his kind of early days. Same format as you'd expect, right? So early days, growing up, how did you get into what you're doing, and what does the future look like? Same format as everybody else. But I gave him space to talk. He talked about his relationship with his family and his brother and his father. He talked about his experiencing rallying. I'm not going to ruin it, no spoilers, but it was absolutely brilliant. So and I had a short break between the two, and then I shot over to Boxing Gas this afternoon and caught up with Frank. Frank and I get on like a house on fire, like I said, so it was nice and easy, but it's still, you know, coming off a high and quite kind of intense, trying to make sure you capture everything with Richard Tuthill, then going off and then trying to ramp that energy level back up again to do a second podcast episode. Never done that before. It's been lots of firsts this year. But yeah, loved it. So I've now managed to get back. The weather's terrible. So yeah, nice drive back. And then to top the day off, had a phone call with Porsche Club Great Britain. And we're going to, or this is not completely confirmed, but I will confirm it because it's going to be quite soon that it'll happen, doing a live podcast at Porsche Club Great Britain HQ in Moreton in the Marsh in the next few weeks. It's going to be quite tight in terms of getting the offers out for you to come along. When we confirm a date and we know more details, I'll make sure I let you guys know. But there won't be many opportunities. There's not going to be very many tickets for that. We're keeping it quite small, and we're going to do something much bigger next year. So How on earth do you go from feeling pretty doom and gloom and actually the quality is not there when you want it to be, and the timing isn't as frequent, and you're not monetized, so you're not kind of getting what you need out of it to move the thing on, and then fast forward to a week following where you've got stuff happening all over the place? I don't know what happens in life. Sometimes these things, a bit of serendipity kicks in, and yeah, you get what you need at the right time. I want to say a big thank you to the people that have reached out and checked in with me, both friends and people I haven't spoken to or met before. A few of you on Instagram have done that, and I really appreciated it. Thank you very much. I've got some feedback about the podcast today. So big shout out to Joe. Thank you for your comment about the fact that the audio levels seem quite low sometimes. And actually it's quite difficult to hear, especially if you're scooting around London on the underground. There's too much ambient noise and you don't get this. So my dulcet tones, I will try my hardest to improve the sound level so you can actually hear me. Great bits of feedback. Anything like that and anyone else is spotting or thinking and going, well, why don't you fix it? Tell me. Of course, you know, I do the best I can with the kit I've got. I'll keep trying to improve it, of course, but if you can give me feedback, it'll always be gratefully received because it's obviously intended with to be in supportive, not to be disruptive or a pain in the ass. So thank you to everybody that's reached out. Thank you to everybody that's listened. I'm knackered. Today's been a long day. I'm also off to Greece for a few days, leaving tomorrow. So it's Wednesday. Obviously, this is going to go out on Thursday, so I'll preset it so it goes out. I need a couple of days break, so I'm going to be off social media. I'm going to just take some time out with my lovely wife and just enjoy a bit of space and quiet and then rejuvenate, get all that energy back and start now that season three, apart from this Portugal of Great Britain episode, season three is completely in the bank. I've got no more episodes to shoot for season three. And then the rest of the year, including up to Christmas, will be all the episodes being edited and got out, and we're going to be travelling around every weekend, which makes things slightly easier to actually get the tempo right, because you know, I'm not trying to travel, book, edit, get stuff out all at the same time. That's intense, that's too hard. So I'm going to keep this season stuff going. It makes much more sense to do that. And then obviously when we head towards Christmas, I'll put the Christmas special together of this year's road trip. So yeah, I'm going to leave it there. It's quite a short episode, this one, but just wanted to say a massive thank you to everybody that reached out. Thank you so much for listening. Do, if you get a chance, you can go onto any Apple iPhone or Android phone, and if you go into the episode, you can put into the comments any questions or comments you've got in there. Keep doing that. Do subscribe on any service. That's all. Any of those services. So YouTube. Any social media you can find, all of those things do make a difference. I know I said it last week and I'll say it again, it does make a difference, particularly to small channels, and actually not just me. If there are other small channels that you follow, do give them the support that they deserve, because it's those people that are going to be the future, I think, of all of this stuff. The big Joe Rogan episodes, you know, the big ones that are, you know, wandering and all that stuff, they're amazing. I listen to them too, but actually it's the one man bands, you know, they're the ones that need your support, including specialists in the community as well, or kind of somebody that's produced something for your car, you know, like Simon from Built by Basil from last week. All of these people are doing their absolute best to maintain like work-life balance, produce something wonderful for everybody to consume. So do make sure you give them your support. I'll leave it there. Thank you so much for listening. The episode that Frank and I shot today, by the way, was all about road trips. So everything that he's learned over the years, everything I've learned over the last couple of years from doing, you know, big road trips, all distilled into a single episode. And one of the things that came out of that, again, and how I sign off all of these episodes, is make sure you get out and use your car. If you can't go out and use your car, spend some time with your mates. And if you can do both, even better. Thank you so much again. I'll see you in a week's time when I've had a chance to recover. take care for now. Bye-bye.